everybody. It's Hot Topics with Al and Val, our very first episode.
Hello,
today we have a wide variety of topics, so don't go anywhere. I'm your host, Alec, and this is the co-host, Val.
Hey, hey.
So let's jump right into our first topic, which is Jennifer Lopez. She had Casper Smart's dog, and he escaped from Jennifer Lopez's house and bit a neighbor. And apparently, the dog gave the woman a broken hand. And since the attack, the dog has been quarantined at Casper's nearby Woodland Hills house. So I guess they live pretty close together, him and Jennifer. The dog's under investigation by LAPD. And Animal Control gave Casper a citation for having an unleashed dog. I mean, what do you think about that? Like,
well, first of all, what are they doing with Casper's dog in the first place? Didn't they break up?
Well, I think so, but I know they broke up, but apparently the kids got so close to the dog when Jennifer and Casper were dating that they decided that she was going to keep it or something. That's what I heard.
She's going to keep it? Do you know what kind of breed it is? It's not a pit bull, I hope.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It might be.
Oh my god, so what are they? Why are they keeping at Casper's house? That's weird. I guess because he owns Casper.
And then, I don't know. Probably the LAPD or I don't know. Probably.
But did anyone get stitches or anything?
She had a broken hand, so I assume she went to the hospital.
Oh, really? Wow. Because J-Lo's been all over the place plugging that movie.
Yeah. Well, right.
But are you going to go see the movie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
I am.
Yeah, she looks pretty hot. And she she produced it, so she's like all over the place hawking the movie. I think she's been on like a show every day.
Yeah.
Watch What Happens Live, one of my faves.
Late night show with Jimmy Fallon. I think she was on Kimmel too.
Really?
I'm not sure.
The only thing I haven't seen her do is who's that faux chef that does 30 minute meals? Rachel Ray.
Oh yeah,
I haven't saw Gwyneth Paltrow like hawking her movie all week. It must suck.
Yeah, no, but I'm sure Jay will be on Rachel Ray next.
Yeah, probably. We'll have to see. I don't know. Today's Friday, so I think Gwyneth Paltrow was on today, so that's it.
All right. Well, our next topic is Kim's selfie book.
Okay.
Apparently Kanye came up with the name Selfish.
Oh, wow. Then it's brilliant of Kanye
who came up with it. He's a genius.
Oh, that's right. He's shy.
Yeah, he's
according to Kris Jenner.
He's so shy and he's the biggest heart, right?
Right. That's why he goes on public rants and stuff from time to time. He's so shy.
So,
is that why he lives in Paris?
So she says that she started taking pictures of herself in high school and got hooked.
Oh, wow.
So what a surprise. Yeah. We didn't know that she's hooked on herself.
Right. Let me just guess. It shows her boobs again?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, like we haven't seen enough of the boobs and the ass.
The book was Kanye's idea. So apparently she took all the selfies, and when she showed them to Kanye, he decided, what better way? Let's make a book out of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, because everybody wants to see her.
Money, right?
Again and again and again. How much is this so-called book gonna cost?
It's $19.95.
How good could that be?
I mean, I'm surprised that they price it so cheaply. I mean, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, but what is she doing? Copy off of Madonna? Madonna's book was like awesome and like a lot of money. Where are they actually going to sell this thing?
Probably like Barnes & Noble. I have no idea.
Oh my god, I can't believe they would even carry it.
I don't know.
Really, do you think they would carry it?
I mean,
oh my god, who's the idiot that's publishing it?
Oh my god.
She doesn't have enough money from her video game?
Yeah, right.
I can't wait till that family crashes and burns.
And what about when the mom's TV show, she had to drag everybody on there?
I know.
That was great.
Yeah, one after the other after the other.
Yeah, first right after Kim gave birth, right?
Yeah,
or she was pregnant and she gave
birth. She was upset because she looked too fat.
Yeah, right. No.
She had to do it by video.
They made her do a video. The mom made her do a video. Then they had Kanye on and Scott co-hosting.
Yeah, even Rob came on, I think.
Oh, did
and I think Chloe came on twice making a fool of herself.
Oh, wow. And then there was that time that she said that it was her makeup artist's baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And she like acted like it was North.
Yeah, like a fake baby. Man, that woman will stop at nothing. Oh my gosh. And we'll save more Kardashian talk for next time, I'm sure. Every day it's something with them. Oh, that's right. Kylie, quit. She quit online school. Oh,
what a surprise.
Online school's so tough.
But we're not going to get into that today. That'll probably be in our next episode.
Right, I'm sure she'll do something by our next show, crazy.
Also, there's the thing with the lips, but I don't want to get into that.
The next
topic we have is Whoopi Goldberg.
When is she going to quit The View?
2 weeks, she had an injury. I think something in her back. So 2 weeks after she had an injury, she returned to The View.
Brought her own chair.
It looks like an office chair. It's like a supportive chair. Apparently, she's not been getting along with her co-hosts and producers. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but how come they never fire her?
Yeah, they're not gonna. I don't know. Wasn't she like on the first season? She's been with them since.
Yeah, yeah.
So at first, all three women, along with Whoopi, used the same chair. But then the next day, the producers decided they called it an eyesore, and they decided to yank the chairs because they thought they'd look clunky. If you've seen the picture.
Well, her chair does.
No, but all three of them are wearing them.
I never watched that damn show.
No, I never watched it.
But yeah, I think I saw a picture of it. I'm sure they could find Whoopi a comfortable chair that doesn't have to be that stupid big chair. I mean, come on.
But
they have a big budget. It's ABC for God's sakes.
Or is it ABC or NBC?
Yeah. Okay. Barbara Walters has always worked for ABC.
The next day. When they decided to yank the chairs, Whoopi decided to stand her ground, and she used the new chair, but all the three of them used the old chairs, and it looked ridiculous. I don't know if you've seen the picture.
Whoopi seems to do what Whoopi wants.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It looks like an office chair with, like...
If you've seen the picture, it looks ridiculous. I mean, I wonder what she has on somebody. She's got something on somebody there. She's not that talented that they need her Whoopi there. What's the dealio? Right.
Whoopi has no plans to change that.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't. She runs the whole show.
our next topic is the Patriots with the deflated balls. So they allegedly deflated their footballs in their last Sunday's 45-7 AFC Championship game over the Colts on Sunday. Apparently, 11 of the 12 balls the Patriots used Sunday were significantly underinflated. What does significantly mean?
Like how many? A couple pounds?
I don't know. Probably a couple pounds is my guess. Colts linebacker DaQuell Jackson intercepted a pass from quarterback Tom Brady because, you know, they don't use the same balls. The one team uses their balls, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
He intercepted a pass and he noticed, I guess.
That leaves a lot of room for cheating.
It must have been pretty underdeflated if he, like, you know, brought it to the... It says here that he brought it to the... to a member of the Colts equipment staff.
He brought the Patriots football.
And one of the members of the equipment staff told head coach Chuck Pagano of the Colts that it was underinflated. The NFL is currently investigating, but who knows?
Did they stop the game for this?
No, they didn't stop the game.
No.
They're saying it's easier to grip a football when it's underinflated because, you know, they were playing in harsh conditions. You know, they're playing in rain.
Yeah.
Rain among other things, and
yeah, it was a lot of rain. But how big of an advantage is it?
It's like, it's not nothing, but like a 45-7 score. It's not just like all passing touchdowns. You know, running yards. Right. It probably played a factor. Who knows?
Yeah, I heard that they said though they could have played with a bar of soap and beat us.
Something's weird. I don't know.
And that Tom Brady was a little bit too fishy yesterday at the press conference.
Yeah, but we'll get into that.
He was a little too smug.
We'll get into that a little later on.
Very interesting. I want to see what the NFL people, investigators, find out.
Yeah.
As of the press conference yesterday, Tom Brady said no one even had contacted him. So they probably already know what they're going to do. Something that looks good. Maybe we'll take a draft pick. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not the first time that head coach Bill Belichick and the Patriots got caught with something like this. It's not the first time because he got caught in that Spygate thing.
When they were recording other teams' hand signals.
Yeah,
that's real good.
If the game wasn't such a big blowout and the Patriots, you know, pulled out like a more narrow win, the scandal would have been different. You know, I think it'd been more serious.
Now they're cheating.
ESPN's Adam Schefter, I don't know if that's how you say it, but he reports that sources.